When a husband and wife are not really in love, the persons most cognizant of that unfortunate possibility are their offspring. And it seems the younger the child, the more perceptive he or she is, whether or not the youngster is processing it. Young Oliver knows something's wrong between his mom and dad. It's not until his late 30s that Oliver, played by Ian McGregor, comes to fully understand why he was picking up on their vibes of discontent when he was 7 or 8. Yes, the film Beginners is about how well one person can pick up on the vibes of another and what may ensue following the perception. 30-something Oliver has just struggled his way past the event of the death of his marvelously human and eccentric mother, Georgia, played so well by Mary Page Keller. Not long after that, Oliver's father, Hal, played by the always superb Christopher Plummer, salvos a line at his son in a moment of 75-year-old candor, quote, "I'm gay, and I've known it since before I married your mother," unquote. Shortly after that, Oliver gets another blast from his dad. Hal has been diagnosed with cancer, which prompts him to say he's going to live the rest of his life, by God, gay. He's earned it. You probably know now why this film, written and directed by Berkeley native Mike Mills, carries the title Beginners. No doubt with Oliver's string of breakups of short-duration love affairs with young women, suffering the death of his mom, and his dad's coming out and cancer diagnosis, the young man is just a beginner. But the movie is titled Beginners, yes, in the plural. There are 4 beginners in the picture: Oliver, Hal, their dog, and Anna, played by Melanie Laurent of Inglourious Basterds. It's Anna who zones in on Oliver's vibes at the nutty costume party they meet at. It's a pretty well-heeled bunch of professionals who've been invited. In fact, Hal, Oliver, and Anna, a New York actress now working in L.A., don't have money problems. Moreover, as it's said in the film, Oliver and Anna have been lucky enough in their lives to have had the time to feel sadness. Yes, sadness. That's what Anna sees in Oliver at the party as Mike Mills moves along this excellent autobiographical film that plays a little like a documentary. But don't let that keep you from seeing it, because Beginners is anything but. Really, it's quite a lot more. But what about Dad and his recently found male lover, Andy, played by Goran Vishnik, many years younger than Hal? Hal feigned being straight for 44 years, being married to Georgia. He does qualify as someone in the film who didn't have the time to feel sadness, but there are other characters in the story who can say the same thing. First now, though, pause and think for a moment about what exactly a life led without the time to feel sadness must be like. Lots of us know the answer, and that's why you'll see the cast and beginners seemingly role-playing as they act their scripted parts, having really neat, silly fun with other characters written into the story. Most of the characters have had the time to stop and reflect and feel their personal sadness about what's not been going on in their lives they think should, or that which they've yet to dream can't. The role-playing going on in Beginners is coping. At first, it's not clear that's what they're doing. Only after Anna and Oliver begin chatting at the zany party does she pick up on the stuffed sadness inside Oliver, who is having just one hell of a time in his Sigmund Freud costume. Really. Beginners is not linear, but at the same time, it's not what you'd expect if you're thinking of the spate of non-linear movies that have come out in the past few years. The narrative flows by in swatches of then and now, with unusual pauses for short bites of almost documentary-style explanations given by the narration of Mr. McGregor. His voice is soothing and special to the film's tone. On screen, McGregor is excellent. Much conviviality and celebration take place in Beginners. That's good, since serious things are afoot. After it's established Hal might not live much longer, with only Oliver knowing that, the atmosphere of the film at times reminded me of those celebratory moments in Philadelphia with Tom Hanks, and that picture's revelations of the personal struggles of homosexuals partying with their friends, some of them terminally ill with HIV/AIDS. Affirmation of life seems to be what fuels Beginners, as well as the laughter generated by the subtitle remarks of Hal and Oliver's Jack Russell Terrier, who tells the audience, with the help of graphics, he only knows about 150 words of English, but like all canines, is unable to speak any of them. Other than that, Beginners is taken from real life. Mike Mills' dad came out of the closet at age 75, and anyone not realizing Mills has done a really terrific job crafting an enduring tribute to his father has probably gone into the wrong theater at the Cineplex to see this special, sensitive motion picture. You'll get special, if not always sensitive, film reviews by the guy with his voice at TulsaTVMemories.com or online at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.